It's time for another sports presentation right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
And we're on. Can you hear me? So we're live, right?
Yes, we are.
We are live. I can't even hear myself, so I hope.
Does that help a little bit? I turn the headphone volumes up?
Yeah, a little bit. Yep.
Don't want to deafen you, but.
Right. That's okay. So welcome to, St. Mary's. What do we call this?
The horseshoe.
It has it on the. Okay, there it is.
I didn't know that until I just happened to see it a minute ago.
Yeah, St. Mary's Rough Riders. We're here at the horseshoe tonight. Fort Recovery taking on the St. Mary's Rough Riders. So should be a pretty good match. Trying to get a little insight on St. Mary's. I don't know a whole lot. The only thing I do know is they're on their fourth coach in 4 years.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
So do you know any of these players? I know you deal with a lot of the kids around the area.
Yeah, there is a girl on St. Mary's team that Whitley played club with. I can't remember. Actually, I probably could look at her name. She's a really nice player. Other than that, that's the only person that even looks familiar to me. So
yeah.
It looks like they have a young roster. They have three freshmen up, three sophomores, no juniors, mm-hmm. and a couple of seniors. So, young squad, I think, but hopefully she's working on building that that program, because St. Mary's has always been, known for pretty good programs.
Yeah, their girls' sports programs have been very decent year in and year out. Sometimes they're excellent. And we're being joined by Mr. Brown tonight,
yes.
So he's going to help us out some. We were talking
Thanks
before
for
the game.
Me.
Yeah, we appreciate you.
they seem to always have a really good team, but they have trouble competing with Mac and Otto Glandorf.
Definitely.
But about everybody else, they're at least on a par with year in, year out. Maybe some years a little better, a little worse. But
and Defiance has a good team every once in a while. So,
yep.
Yeah.
And there's several of them that are very good around. There's some that are very competitive and can hang in there with each other. But so. Let's take a quick break. We'll listen to some messages from some of our sponsors.
Okay.
We'll come back and maybe talk a little bit with Mr. Brown here. Be back in just a minute.
With Brick Street Tavern, we have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items or give us a call to get them to go.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. The new Simplicity Courier combines the nimbleness of a zero-turn mower with convenience of a utility vehicle. Its new integrated rear cargo bed lets you haul flowers, tools, firewood, and more. Available at K&L Tractor, the Courier is also packed with commercial-inspired features like a welded commercial-style frame and fabricated mower deck option. It even offers front and rear suspension. So visit K&L Tractor Sales today to check out the Courier.
And we're back here at St. Mary's, the horseshoe, and kind of waiting. Their scoreboards are having problems, and they have some on order, but they're not in. So we're trying to figure out when this game is going to start. Looks like they might be getting ready to start here very shortly. Mr. Brown, can you give us a little information on the video thing that the school has coming up? I think that's a really, really good idea, so I'll let you kind of explain that, and a lot of people are wanting to know some details on that.
Yeah, well, I certainly can't take any credit for it. We're glad that our athletic director, Mr. Niekamp, and, of course, the support of Mr. Stahl to get this going. It's been a project that's been talked about for years, but now with the COVID virus and some of the limited seating, we're trying to get some more people to be able to see and hear games simultaneously. So the athletic department is going to install some high-tech cameras that both two of them, one at the stadium and one are in our indoor facility at the high school. And those cameras are designed to watch the action. They're very smart cameras, and with software that, that follows balls and follows the action for the game. So our community can be able to watch. And the network is called NFHSnetwork.com. And on our Fort Recovery athletic site, we'll have some more information as it, as we get this installed. We probably won't be quite ready for the first game. If they get it installed, we will certainly push out the information. But that information, people can go on to that network. I'll say it one more time, NFHSnetwork.com, and follow that link, and they can fill out a subscription. So parents, anybody from around the world could watch our athletic events, both our home and away games. If that school has this type of camera, you can watch any Fort Recovery event that's on that network. So there's a full year.
One of the things that that's with that is the home games will be paired with Fort Recovery Radio's audio if we're doing the game, or WPGW's audio if they're doing the game.
Correct.
So we'll be doing all the football games. Right now that's three home games. We may not get that first one in because there's rain coming up. When they're supposed to be installing Thursday, Friday, they're hoping to get it done, but they're not real confident. So we may not have it ready to go this Friday, but it will be going forever and ever. And you were getting ready to talk about the price.
Yeah, the subscriptions are, you have two options. There is a monthly subscription that, that parents and grandparents and other community members can participate in. And then there's a year-long, $69.99, I believe, is the price for a year-long subscription.
For 12 full months.
12 months, yep.
And that, so obviously that would cover basketball, boys and girls, yep. JV and varsity, at the high school at Fortsight Fieldhouse, and would also cover track and field and anything else going on at at Baron Brugge Field.
And there are replays also that you can watch. Also.
Yes. Yeah. The replays, if you don't really feel the need to watch it live, the replays are free, but we're not sure if it's 1, 2, or 3 days later. But if you want to watch it live, it's a subscription, and it's basically, you know, $69, basically $70. So it's so that's what that come out to, 50 cents a day, something like that.
Yeah.
So it's cheap,
and you pay through the network. Our schools are not going to be handling the subscriptions. That all goes through this network, and then eventually we get some benefit from it. From subscriptions, but
I think the athletic department gets 25% of the yearly, and that, so that helps them make some money. It's just I have subscribed, and I did it Saturday morning, and there were some live volleyball games on, and it was really, really very good quality video.
That's what I've heard.
A couple of the gyms were dark, so it was a little tough, but the video quality was very good. One of the gyms, for some reason, it was just kind of darkish, but the other 4, 5, 6 that I looked at were very good. So let's do another thing here that from our couple of our sponsors. We'll try to do a little better and not have any dead air like I did before. I turned one on and started jabbering, so forgot to get another commercial. So we'll get another commercial going here. We'll let you know the people who are supporting our athletic programs. So we'll be back right after this.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Are you having a little car trouble? Or do you just need to get your oil changed? Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go for expert repairs on your vehicle. Their certified technicians will fix it right. Just call them at 375-4617 and make your appointment. And they're the best place around to buy a low-mileage used vehicle. Check out their inventory at hastingsauto.com. If they don't have what you're looking for on the lot, they'll find it for you. For the best in vehicle sales and repairs, it's Hastings Auto, just south of the stoplight in downtown Fort Recovery.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream, homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
And we're here. We're back. We're back at St. Mary's, the Horseshoe here, awaiting the start of the match with Fort Recovery Indians against the St. Mary's Rough Riders. I don't have the starting lineups for either teams but yet because we're having the discussion about being compliant with COVID.
Yep.
Yeah. So just, you know, make sure we keeping our masks on. And
I'm going to guess they're going to do the national anthem.
Yeah. That'd be my guess.
Yeah, the flag's coming down.
Yep.
So how about if we take another break?
Yep.
Sorry, we could have done that.
That's okay.
Here, but we'll take a break while they do the national anthem. Be back in just a little bit.
Hello, this is...
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Are vaccinations on your back-to-school list for your child? If he or she is in need of the meningococcal or Tdap vaccine, Kalp Pharmacy can administer the vaccine without a prescription if the child is 13 years and older. Under 18, a parent or guardian needs to be present. Most preventive vaccines are covered at 100% by insurance. So contact your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call 800-686-2314 to schedule an appointment. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota L-Series tractor is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Powerful Kubota diesel engine, ease of operation, and your choice of a Kubota gear or HST transmission. The durable Kubota L-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Are you looking for great food? You're looking for Miracle Lanes. Stop in or call them at 375-4274, then just drive through and pick it up. Everybody can have what they want, from their great sandwiches and subs to their famous pizza. Stop worrying about what you're going to have for supper. Just call them at Miracle Lanes, now open every day from 11 to 9. 375-4274.
Cooper Farms, we know we would not be where we are today without the hard work and dedication from our team members for the last 80 years. That's why we partnered with Activate Healthcare and made their health and well-being our top priority. All team members enrolled in the Cooper Farms Health Insurance Plan have access to our three Activate Health Center locations. There are no co-pays, free lab work, and many prescriptions are free. To take advantage of this, as well as other great benefits, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back. Okay. All right. So we're getting ready to start we're doing the starting lineups, our lineups for both teams. So starting lineups, like I said, I don't have them. I mean, I could guess Fort Recovery's lineup, but Well, we're just going to wait until we
If it's like most of the time, there's subs right away anyway. Yep. So whoever starts is everybody plays.
Here we go. We got starting lineup.
Yep.
So Marissa Gerke, Emma Collig, Paige Forkamp, Grace Guggenbiller, Whitley Rammel, and Hope Wendell. And then our libero tonight, the last couple years, is Kiki Wendell. So, and then I just want to give a big shout out to Travis Guggenbiller tonight. I know he's a little bit nervous. It's his first match as a varsity coach, and
he'll do a great job.
You know, I kind of hook, line, and sinkered him in a few years ago, and he always had goals. He wanted to be a varsity coach at some point. He loves the sport. He loves everything about these girls. He is. I just can't say enough good things about him. He's got some pretty big shoes to fill.
That's for sure. But
because, you know, Chelsea,
he's been watching for years. So.
Yeah. He's been watching a long time, and I don't think he had a better teacher as he could have gotten with Chelsea. So I'm anxious to see how he does, and we'll see.
Well, they started the team bonding last year quite a bit. It really came along.
Yeah.
And so I think it's continued over the summer. So.
Yeah, I think so too. You know, and they haven't been able to play as much as they'd like, but nobody has. So we'll see how they come out and play. And I'm really excited to watch them actually have some real live scoring and situations and stuff like that. You know, practice just doesn't get it. You don't see the real picture. So, you know, and I've been to a couple just trying to do some videography and taking a promo video
first
and things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess just seeing this competition should be fun. So again, I don't know the starting lineup for, and I can't see that far, but for St. Mary's, but I do.
At the end of the pregame show going into the beginning of the match, our laptop restarted itself, and the laptop controls everything that we do. We missed the first several points of the match, but Diana catches us up very quickly. We apologize for the problems.
Outside hitter, Marissa Gerke roll shots it. Just getting it over. Outside hit for them, and Whitley Rammel with the block. Whitley and Lily. So Lily got her second block of the day, and Whitley Rammel gets her first block of the night. So in for the Indians, we have Hope Wendell, in for Lily. And she goes back to serve.
And we are back on the air.
Oh, we are back on the air. Okay,
just
yeah.
Now my laptop, right when the game was getting ready to start, it decided to restart itself. I look down and it says restarting. Sorry about that. We'll do a little recap when we get a chance. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, yeah. So back row attack by Paige Forkamp for the kill.
We're at 13-7 now with a timeout, so we'll be able to keep you up here.
Yeah, regroup. So Indians up 13-7. I think we're going to take a little break.
Go ahead with yours. Go ahead and do the recap.
Oh, the recap? You want me to do it?
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
Okay, and do the recap. So a little recap. Indians up 13-7. We're currently being led by Paige Forkamp with three kills. And then Lily Luthel with two nice blocks. Some strong serving by Emma Collig. Strong and consistent serving by Emma Collig. That's about it right now.
A lot of substituting on both sides, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting some other players in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. So it's kind of been a slow roll, but you can tell it's the first game. One of those just get all the kinks out first game kind of thing. So
service errors. We had three in a row, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do believe so, too. So I'm sure they'll figure that out. Travis will get them. So back to service. Hope Wendell. And she gets a nice serve. And they're struggling with it. So they got to free ball it over to Kiki, to Hope, back set to Whitley Rammel with a nice hit. Can't believe Trout didn't call that. They get it back over, and Marissa Gerke gets a nice kill. Nice kill. So the Indians get that good, nice little point there. I had to fight a little bit for it. Hope Wendell back to serve again.
Looks so good, like we're going to be pretty deep on the outsides this season.
Yeah, for sure. And the ball goes out of bounds. Indians get the point. So Hope Wendell with another service point. So their ball just was set way too far outside. Hitter couldn't get to it. Hope Wendell with a nice serve. They struggle a little bit with it. Kiki Wendell with a dig. Out to Hope. To Marissa Garkey. Can't handle it. Just gets a little bit too close to the net. So a point goes to the St. Mary's Rough Riders. Indians up 15-8. And Rough Riders sub in two. We'll see how they do here. So hitting wise, we got Marissa Whitley and Emma. Serve received by Paige to Hope. Emma gets lucky and gets a nice hit. Marissa to Hope, back set to Whitley Rammel. Nice hit by Whitley. And Marissa with a phenomenal dig. And then she goes up to attack and just tips it over. Outside hitter to Claire Berkey. Goes short. Great dig by Kiki Wendell. And Hope Wendell sends over a nice. Hope just misses a dig. Kiki Wendell had to send over. Got a great, great dig. That girl can move. She moves forward really, really well. So St. Mary's gets their ninth point.
Yeah, as I mentioned while we were off the air, the one judge is kind of in our way.
Yes.
We have a flip board instead of a real scoreboard
tonight.
Yes,
yes. So back row attack by the... gives the Indians a point. St. Mary's just misses. That's what we like to see. Marissa Garkey going back to the service line. See if she can get us a couple points here. Good, nice serve by Marissa. An outside hitter, and Marissa gets a great dig, and Hope just can't quite get to it. So St. Mary's gets their 10th point. Indians up 16-10, and they get another sub.
With COVID, they're not switching sides, so the Indians are on our left for the whole night, mm-hmm. So it's kind of easier to follow them.
Yep. Hope Wendell to Whitley. And Marissa just misses the dig, just misses it. She's on the ground for it, but nice hit by Claire Berkey, I believe. So point number 11 for St. Mary's. See if the Indians can regroup here. And goes Paige Forkamp up to Hope Wendell, back set to Whitley Rammel. Nice hit down the line. Great set by Hope. Back to serve for the Indians. Kiki Wendell. So Indians up 17-11. It's been a slow start. I don't know what you think there, Mr. Brown. It's been kind of a little bit of a slow start, but...
Well, just some unforced errors there tonight, but it's early in the season.
Yep, that's right. Great dig by Kiki Hope to Paige Forkamp, who gets a nice kill off her hands. So nice
and that
play.
Was mid-season form there.
Yeah, that looked a lot better.
Yeah.
That's what we expect.
Pounded off a double block.
That's right. That's what we like to see. Back to serve again is Kiki Wendell. And she's got a nice little floater, and they pass it up out to their outside hitter. Roll shots it over. Paige Forkamp to Hope. Out to Paige Forkamp, who gets a nice kill. That was a nice little play. Nice. There comes our mid-season play there. I like that. It's a pretty play. Kiki Wendell back serve again. Nice little floater, and they struggle with it a little bit. Nice block off the hands to Marissa Garkey to Hope. Back set to Emma Colleg for a beautiful kill.
Their defense is playing quite far back. I don't know.
They were really deep.
Yep.
And Emma saw a nice little hole there. So Kiki with a short serve. And they handled it. Marissa Garkey getting to the ball. Out to Paige Forkamp, just tips it over right into the hands. And they've got a right side hitter with Claire Kiki to Paige Forkamp. Back row attack, Marissa Garkey. And she gets a nice kill. Just pulls one off for us. I think the back row player wanted to let it go and decided to get it. St. Mary's wants to take a timeout, so we're going to hear from our sponsors.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone, and if you need insurance, we do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, business, farm, auto, and family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
And we're back. Indians up 21-11. That score doesn't really give it much justice. I feel like it's kind of been back and forth, but we just had some push for points, and Hope Wendell gets a great dig to Kiki out to Paige Forkamp. She gets blocked, but Hope Wendell's there to get the play off the block, and a little miscommunication between Kiki and Marissa, and point goes to the St. Mary's Rough Riders. Indians up 21-12, and St. Mary's back to serve. We got serve receive Kiki, Marissa, and Paige. Short serve to Paige, and she just shanks it. Just came out of her stance way too early because it was such a soft serve. Those are the trickiest. So we just got to remember to stay down in our stance, and she just kind of locked out her knees a little soon. So we'll see if she changes this. A little deeper serve, Paige to Hope to Emma Collig. Emma Collig gets a nice hit.
Grace Guggenmiller's in lineup.
Oh, yeah, Grace came in. Marissa with the dig to Hope, and Hope just gets under the net. Just gets 1 foot under the net. Pushed her a little too close. Yeah, Grace Guggenmiller did sub in. I didn't even see her sneak in there, which she would have. She would have been snuck in when Wintley snuck out. So serve receive, Kiki to Hope. Short to out to Paige Forkamp for a nice bomb. So nice set by Hope. Great way to get it in there for Kiki Wendell.
Tell how hard she's hitting by how far it goes off the blocker.
Yeah.
that ball almost came up here to the crow's nest.
Yep, sure
it was
did.
Way up into the bleachers.
And McCauley back to serve. And they handle this one pretty good. The outside hitter, she lobs it over to Marissa Garkey to Emma Collig, and out to Paige, and she rolls it over, and we get a free ball. Marissa to Emma, out to Paige Forkamp, and she gets blocked. So, you know, not a bad play by the Indians. Not a bad play. But when you got a, you know, what Paige's our go-to girl, so they're going to focus on her, and they're going to be told to focus on her. So she's got to watch that and see her blockers. I'm sure she's learned.
And she'll be doing some cross-court stuff here pretty soon, I'm sure.
Yeah, she'll fix that. So Kiki to Emma. Grace Guggenmiller just gets a ball a little too high and throws it a little too far. And calls a carry on that one for Grace. So not sure what the play call was there. A little miscommunication maybe. Or maybe too high of a set. So Paige Forkamp to Emma Collig back set or forward set to Lily Leuthold for the kill. Nice play by Lily. Lily's going to be one of those little unsung heroes. She's got a pretty important role out there, and she does things a little differently, and she's hard to read. She's a hard hitter to read, so she's going to throw some players off and get lots of kills. So Paige Forkamp, nice serve. Lily with a great dig to Kiki, back row attack. Paige Forkamp, nice hit. St. Mary's gets a kill. So 17-23? Yeah, 23-17 in favor of the Indians. So just off the blocker's hands on that one.
Junior Varsity came home with two.
They
did. Wins tonight.
Yeah, they did. Kiki to Emma to Lily. Lily again. Nice play by Lily. She gets a nice hit. Back row attack. Gets it in the air. Paige Forkamp to Emma. Back row attack. Paige Forkamp hits it in the net.
I should say two sets for the JV, not two matches. We can't play two matches.
Nope.
There's no multi-team events this year.
Right. Nope. And I'm suffering the wrath of some of that, looking for officials to cover some of these singles, which is all right. Marissa Gorky with a nice kill. And great set by Emma. So Indians get their 24th point. Some replacement players. We got Whitley Rammel back on the front row and subbing back to serve. We got Aubrey Knapke to hopefully finish out the game for us. Indians up 24-18. And serve is up. And she just hits it right into the net.
Hit the top tape.
Yep, right at the top of the tape. So she subs out. Score is 24-19 in favor of the Indians. A little bit sloppy play, but we're not doing too bad for the first game. Good serve. Paige to Kiki to Lily. Lily has to free ball it over and allows them to do their free ball play and gets the setter caught in the net. So the Indians get their 25th point. That's what we like to see. So Indians get the first game, 25-19. Like I said, a little sloppy. I don't know, Mr. Brown, what you think. But, I mean, not terrible. Just a few little things we got to work on.
Our hitters are doing fine. This two-set offense is a little different. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's taking them a little time to get used to the different setters.
For sure. So we're going to take a little break here, and we'll be right back.
Wayne Street Market always has great prices all through their store, and here are some of the special deals they have for you through August 27th. The response to their sale in the meat department has been great, so they're continuing their steak sale. Ribeyes just $6.99 a pound, New York strips $6.49 a pound, T-bones only $5.99 a pound, and sirloins $4.99 a pound. And there's 80% lean ground chuck for $2.99 a pound, loose or patties, and 73% lean ground beef is only $2.49 a pound in a 10-pound roll. And their delicious store-made heat and eat cream chicken has been reduced to just $3.99 a pound. And in the dairy section, there's a variety of packaged slice and shredded cheeses, 3 for $7. And if you're looking for a great meal in a hurry, their deli has delicious meal specials every day from open to close. Lots of great prices right here in Fort Recovery at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials for only 5 1/4. Starting at 11 Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Tenderloin Basket on Thursdays, and on Friday you can choose from our Soup and Salad Bar or our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger basket. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including a New York strip steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented by our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Okay, and we're back. We're back here at the Horseshoe here in St. Mary's. The Indians take that first game 25-19.
Coach Guggenmiller, appreciate that. At least not starting out in the hole.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I'm sure he's loving that. And I'm sure he's got lots of notes written down on that little clipboard he's holding there. So we'll see if the Indians can come out and dominate this game. Leading us that first game, Paige Forkamp with 7 kills. Marissa with 3 and Whitley with 2. And Lily and Emma each have 1. So back to serve. St. Mary's to Kiki to Hope. Out to Emma Kolig, who gets a nice hit. Middle hit just goes off of Whitley and Emma's hand, so St. Mary's gets the first point of the match. First point of the second game. That darn match and game terminology. You'd think after 30 years of coaching this sport, I'd figure that out. Paige Forkamp to Hope, back set to Marissa. Wasn't sure who that was going to. And Marissa just hits it right into the net.
So do you know if we'll have a home side when we come to Fort Recovery?
Probably, yeah, we do.
We'll have a side that we'll prefer?
Yep, most likely. So Kiki to Hope outside to Emma Collig hits it right down the line. Nice and easy. And Whitley Rammel takes away the setter's attempt for a kill. And then they get it right down the line. Ball. So nice hit by St. Mary's. And nice
that was
play.
Touched.
Yep,
yeah.
Definitely touched. Just off of, I think, the blocker's hand. So point number two for St. Mary's. Or I guess three. Yep. Kiki to Hope. And Marissa Garkey gets a nice little down ball. And Whitley Rammel takes away a hit from the middle. And Hope just misses the dig. So point number four for St. Mary's. Just having a hard time setting up the offense with our setter coming from the right side here. We'll see if we can. Marissa to Hope. Outside hitter, Whitley Rammel, and she gets the kill. So they made a little bit of a change there. Didn't realize it until they switched their offense and made Whitley the outside hitter there. So.
Now they're switching back.
Now they'll switch it back. But just for that serve receive, we got to get that point. So back serve is Marissa Garkey. And she gets a nice serve. And out of bounce. St. Mary's hits it out of bounds.
Hope almost went for it, but she just pulled her hands back.
She sure did. She swung at it.
About
that
two
was
feet
about
out.
It. So Marissa gets us a service point. Indians got two. Oh, nice serve, Marissa Garkey, for the ace. That was just, I keep wanting to say worm burner. I know that's a golf term, but just skimming the top of the net. And Travis runs that drill that we learned years ago, where you're not allowed to let the ball go any higher than about, it's supposed to touch the tape. That's where he wants it. That's how low he wants it. So you can tell they work on it. And Marissa throws that one out of bounds for the fifth point for the St. Mary's Rough Riders. Up 5-3. So we'll see if the Indians can rebound here. And see if we can come back and get the lead. So that's a nice easy point for us when they miss. So 4-4, St. Mary's 5. Back to serve, Kiki, and Grace Guggenbosch back in the lineup. She's our opposite middle hitter, who's done a really nice job in the preseason. So Kiki Wendell with a great serve. Two ball, Marissa
nice
Garkey
dig.
With a great dig. And nice Marissa Garkey with a great, great, great dig. Kiki Wendell with the assist out to Paige Horkamp. So a nice play by the Indians. That's some good defense right there. That's what we like
her
to see.
Her teammates appreciated that.
Yeah,
one too.
I could tell. Yep. So Kiki Wendell with an ace. That's what we like to see. Nice serve by Kiki Wendell. She's got a great floater. It's a hard serve to receive. It's one of those serves you have to be disciplined as a passer to get it. So, real nice player. Just skimming the top of the net. Back row attack. Back row attack. Yep, and he called it. He's not going to let that go. She's way too tall for that. She's going to have to stay down. Something he's going to, coaches need to tell her. You got to be about 5'3 if you want to be able to jump and attack as a libero. She's definitely not 5'3. So, Kiki with another ace. Nice serve, Kiki Wendell. She puts us in the lead, 8-5. Well, 4 points ago, or 3 points ago. So, Indians up 8-5. Back to serve. Kiki Wendell is back there killing it for us. Another nice serve. The libero can. Struggles a little bit. Outside hitter Claire Berkey hits it into the net. So Indians with another point. This is going to win you a lot of games right here, is aggressive serving, and Travis knows that. So they're going to take a timeout, and I think we're going to take a timeout for some messages from our sponsors.
Well, actually, we're going to go on some of the events that are going to be in our community. So Fort Recovery Radio is going to broadcast the Marion Local Fort Recovery game, and your voices will be Mr. Jeff Hobbs and Mr. Joe Burns, and they're going to share things, and I'm sure there'll be some more people listening based on the limited number of people that come. And then next week, Tuesday, our volleyball team is at home versus Jay County, and there'll be a simulcast. And Thursday, they travel to Delta St. John's, and that'll also be a simulcast with WPGW. And then that next Friday, there's a broadcast at Coldwater, and our football team will travel to Coldwater for, and that'll be broadcasted again by Port Recovery Radio. So we appreciate we certainly appreciate you covering our athletic events. Did a nice job doing
that. That's what we're here for. I'm going to be there anyway. I love to watch it. So we might as well let everybody else, especially when they can't go to the games anymore.
Right. That's
just horrible. I'd like to get back to the this set here.
Yeah. So Kiki Wendell got us another serve receive, or I'm sorry, another ace, and then we just lost a point set out to Paige Borkamp, who hits it into the blocker's hands. So, but Kiki went back, got us a few points, got us in the lead. Indians up 10-6. So St. Mary's back to serve and serve receive. We've got Marissa, Kiki, and Paige. Paige Borkamp gets a serve receive to Hope, to the right side, Emma, who gets a nice hit. Easy play for the Paige with the dig. Nice. Nice. Hope to Grace. Grace Guggenbiller gets a nice little middle hit there. And I'll tell you what, you know, the preseason I've seen, Grace Guggenbiller has done a phenomenal job. He had a right side for a while. I thought she did great there. And decided she earned that middle position and put her there. And she's been dominating. She does a nice job. So Emma colleague back to serve. And they got a free ball and over to the Indians to Emma. Back set to, and Grace Guggenbiller just swings out of bounds. Just a little bit late on the slide. But nice thinking, nice play. So, but just out of bounds. Indians up 11 to something. I can't see past the official.
Seven.
Okay. Kiki to Emma. Back set to Paige Borkamp. Gets a nice kill. Nice kill. So great set by Emma. Paige Borkamp goes back to serve. Our front row line, we've got Marissa, Lily, and Grace playing defense. Paige, Kiki, and Emma. Emma's running our offense. She's got her hands up. She knows where her blockers are at, and she's ready to rock and roll. Paige Borkamp with a serve. Nice. Overpass, Marissa Garkey.
She wish she had that one again.
Yeah, I think so. Paige with a dig out to, and Marissa just down balls it over and in just to keep control. Back set to Claire. Dig by and somebody gets in the net. So we had a nice play. We had a rolling, but.
Yeah, some of our sets were getting a little too close to the stick.
Yeah.
The red light stick.
For sure. That's hard to handle. Yep. So Rough Riders get their ninth point. 12-9, I think. So Kiki to Emma, 8. Okay. Emma took Grace Guggenbiller on the right side, and she gets a nice kill. Nice job, Grace Guggenbiller. So replacement players, we've got Whitley Bramble back in the middle. And Grace Guggenbiller subbing out. Aubrey Kanapke coming in to serve. Indians up 13-8. I like when the official's on the other side, so I can see the score. So Aubrey gets a nice serve. They handle it. Middle hitter.
And nice block.
Whitley Randall says, not today. Out. Yay. So Whitley and I think Lily was up with her. They get the block, and St. Mary's can't play it. Or they did try and threw it way out of bounds. So Aubrey gets us a point.
Nice to see a run here.
Yeah. Nice short serve. Throw him off a little bit. Outside hitter. Oh, and Aubrey just misses her dig. She had it, too. She had it. So nice hit by St. Mary's for their ninth point. Indians up 14-9. Back to serve receive. Marissa, Borkamp, and Kiki. Front row, Lily, Whitley, and Marissa. Out. St. Mary's serves it way out of bounds. Gives the Indians their 15th point. Hope Wendell coming in to serve for Lily Luthold. I'll tell you, Lily Luthold, that girl's got some hops and hang time. That's what we like to see in a volleyball player. Hops and hang time.
We have her 5'7". She gets up there.
Yeah, but she plays more like she's about 6 foot. I mean, she just jumps. The girl's got some fast twitch fibers in those muscles. Outside hitter, nice dig by Hope Wendell.
Kira went a long way for this.
She did, and Emma gets some nice controlled pass over.
So Marissa Gorky with a dig out. Just late. Marissa was just a little late on that one. And ball goes out of bounds. Again, St. Mary's hits it out of bounds.
I could see that getting set up. Yep. And it just didn't go exactly right. The timing wasn't exactly right.
Nope.
I could see a big smash coming in. It just didn't happen. But we got the point.
Yeah.
We're happy.
Yeah. You know, it's hard when an outside hitter, nice serve by Hope Wendell, outside hitter has to dig it and then transition out. That's hard for them. And you got to have legs that can span like 17 feet to get out there in time, and Marissa's aren't quite that long, so she was just a little bit late transitioning out. So Hope Wendell gets us another point. Indians up 17-9. Back set for the St. Mary's, and they hit it way out of bounds. Indians up 18-9. So Hope Wendell's serving us up some points. That's what we like to see.
Pretty good comeback. We were down 4-0 to start this set.
Yeah. Yep. A nice serve by Hope, and she gets an ace. That's what we like to see.
Defender misjudged that one.
For sure. And they need a timeout. Indians up 19-9, and are we going to take a minute for commercials?
Let's do it.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We have a 2018 Chrysler Pacifica Limited with heated and cooled seats, sunroof, remote start, 37,000 miles for just $26,925. Also available, a 2018 Chevy Equinox LT with heated seats, remote start, and Bluetooth, 34,000 miles for just $17,500. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Okay, and we're back. Indians come out of the time out, up 19-9. Hope Wendell with some nice serving for us. I'll tell you what, St. Mary's isn't playing bad, but their hitters are, I don't know if their youth has turned to show through. They're just hitting some balls way out of bounds. I mean, not even close. Not making
hard,
a guess. Yeah.
But they got bad towards on them.
Yep.
They're not getting them down.
Making it easy on us. Hope Wendell, a serve. Nice serve. That's what we like to see. Easy points. 21-9.
She's going at different players each time, too.
Yep.
It's not the same area.
Yep. Another nice serve. They almost struggle with it. Marissa Garkey to Hope Wendell to Whitley Rammel. Gets a nice kill. So great play by Marissa Garkey. She's right where she needs to be on defense, and I'll tell you, that's a hard spot to cover because you're so worried about getting out. Sometimes you forget to play defense first. So kudos to Marissa Garkey there. Hope Wendell back to serve again. Middle hitter. Hope Wendell to Kiki, out to Marissa Garkey. Gets a nice down ball. Great assist by Kiki Wendell. So nice play by the Indians. I think Hope's been back there for about 6 or 8 points here, maybe. I was trying to track, but me and talking and watching and just trying to do stats is, I'm just not very
fine.
Successful. There's only so many things I can do at once. So Hope Wendell gets a great dig to Kiki, back row attack to Paige Fortkamp, who just misses it. I don't know if it was blocked or not, but either way, it goes down the Indian side. Indians up 23-10. St. Mary's just gets their 10th point here, and we'll see how they finish this out. So Paige Fortkamp shanks it into the net. Hope makes a great play to get it out, but just swung a little too far and couldn't quite get to it. So 11th point for St. Mary's. Serve receive. We've got Fortkamp, Kiki, and Marissa. And I think it went out of bounds. Nope, they called it in. Yeah, I don't think anybody really knew. I think they just made the call.
Yeah.
I don't know if he saw it or not, but nonetheless, they get their 12th point. Indians up 23-12. St. Mary's still serving, two in a row. Page four camp to Hope out to Whitley Rammel. It's a nice hit. Nice play by Paige. I think it was Paige that got that up, wasn't it? Paige serve receive? Yeah. And, you know, she worked hard last year to get that back, that position as a defensive player. And tonight she's done a really, really nice job serve receiving.
It's Madeline's in there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Madeline. Madeline's serving for somebody. I think it's Marissa. Yeah. So Paige to Hope. Our free balls are pushing our setters, and they shouldn't. We're making it hard on our setter. So I think that was a double. I'm not sure. I think Hope doubled it.
I think that's what they called it.
Yeah, I think so, too. I wasn't sure. I assume, but probably shouldn't assume. So Kiki to Hope, back set to Whitley Rammel, and just off the blocker's hands, and back set to Claire Berkey, and just off of our hands for the kill. So St. Mary's gets their 14th point. Indians up 24-14. Nice serve receive, Kiki to Hope, jump set, Paige. Oh, we're pushing her too close. We gotta get our setter off that net. Just pushing her a little too close to the net.
24-15.
Hard to handle.
That was a good one, though, because
yep.
Paige smashed it.
Yep, she sure did. Let's see if we can get a better pass here. Paige to Hope. Back set to Whitley Rammel. She finishes it. She kind of snuck in there. From up here, I didn't see her coming in.
So. Yeah, me either, but I saw, I was watching their defenders, and they were watching Paige, Fort Camp, and here comes Whitley on that back set and just crunched it. And the Indians get that second set, so let's take a quick timeout. We'll be back in just a minute or two with the third set. Is that what we have?
Yep.
Match?
Third set
on the match. Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Okay, and we're back. Indians take that second game. I think it was, 25-14, I believe?
Yeah. Yeah, 14, 15, 16,
something. Yeah, so that game, the only thing I'm really able to track are kills because I tried serving and I really butchered that. I tried setting and I butchered that. So kills just seems to be the thing, my go-to. So leading us in kills that game was Whitley with four, and then Grace and Paige for campus with two respectively, and then Marissa Garkey with one. So,
well, they're limited tickets, but we have, I think, more, we use more of our tickets that we had for Fort Recovery than the St. Mary's people here. So
definitely looks that way.
We're outnumbering the home team.
For sure. Yep, so Indians take the second game and back to serve for the Indians this third set is Hope Wendell. And Marissa with, or I guess Kiki with a great dig. And Marissa just hits it out of bounds. So nice play by the Indians. Just overzealous with the hit. I think she just got under it. Wasn't quite ready. It was a fast play. So
I imagine Coach will be talking about getting down at the beginning of games because you didn't want to start the match.
Yeah, that's right. Kiki to Hope, outside hit. Whitley Rammel, and it gets blocked. And Whitley, Hope, and I don't even know. And then Whitley gets a block. Whitley and Emma. I think that's our first block of the day. Whitley and Emma. And you can say block. The only time you can really count the block is if it goes down. So if the ball doesn't go down, you can't even count as a block, unfortunately. So subbing in for this game, is that Madeline? Yeah, that's Madeline. Mm-hmm. Madeline's in to serve for Marissa. It's a nice serve. I'm telling you, those lefties, they are priceless. We just miss a dig. An easy floater right to the center of the court. So Madeline goes back out. Marissa's going to sub in and play that defense. So I don't know, just not knowing whose ball that is, I guess.
Yep.
So we'll figure it out. So our hitters, we got Emma Whitley and Paige Forkamp here. Serve receive, Paige to Hope to Whitley. It's a nice hit. Has to kind of free ball that hit over. Whitley just decides, I don't know what happened there. She got a block and it went straight up in the air, and instead of setting up her offense, she just takes it over and gets a nice kill for the Indians.
Coach puts tape on the floor for defense, so maybe he's hoping there. Imagine where the tape would be here, because kind of a no man's land, a couple defensive plays here.
Yep. So Kiki back to serve, and she gets the ball. They struggle with. Emma throws it back over. They play it, and they got to free ball it over. Paige Forkamp to Hope Wendell. Out to Paige Forkamp again, and gets a nice kill off the blocker's hands. So great play by the Indians. You know, and I got to give Grace Cucubello a little bit of credit there. You know, her job is to hold those blockers, make them think she's getting the ball, and made the middle blocker just a little bit late for Paige to get her kill. So Kiki back to serve. Back set. The hitter wasn't quite ready. So Indians get another point, up 4-2. Kiki's been getting us a lot of service points this game, so kudos to her. Nice short serve. They got to kind of free ball that over. Kiki with a dig. Grace Kugelberg gets caught in the net. I'm not sure. I think her arm just touched it barely, maybe. She almost had the set, or I guess not the set, but the block. Stretched a little too far and got her arm in the net. So short serve. Paige to Hope, and a middle attack by Grace Gugelbiller for
right
the kill.
Line, right
that's where we like it.
Yeah.
That's
seems
where
like
we
a
like
lot
it.
Of teams go to Paige, you know, to either wear her down or something.
They try to
hit her the ball and
that's always
make
a
her
good,
dig.
A good strategy. Mm-hmm. Wear them down for sure.
It doesn't always work though.
No, definitely not. But you can't wear that kid down, I don't think. Oh, Emma Kulig misses it by a football field.
That one almost went into the stands on the fly. Not quite, but comparatively.
I think I bragged her up pretty good about never missing. Rarely does that girl miss a serve, so we'll give her that one. That's it. It's all she's allowed for the rest of the year, right?
No top spin on that one.
Nope. Serve receive. Paige Forkamp goes back to Kiki, and a back row attack to Marissa, who just misses it into the net. Might have got a little bit too low for her to be attacking that one. I'll have to have a conversation with her later. No, I'm just kidding. I'm her club coach. I'm allowed to do that, right?
Yeah.
So back to serve goes way out of bounds. So Indians get their sixth point, up 6-5. Page Four Camp goes back to serve. We got hitting wise, we've got Marissa Garkey, Lily Leopold, and Grace Guggenbiller. So we got some height up there in the front row and some power. So
I don't think we've taken any timeouts, have we?
I don't believe.
You're keeping track of those, aren't you?
Definitely not.
I think they've taken two and we've taken none.
Okay.
That's very unofficial count.
Yep. Yeah. So Paige Forkamp has a nice serve, but she just misses it off the side of the court. So, another missed serve by the Indians. Makes the score 6-6. Indians are hanging around here. Let them hang around. Kiki to Emma. Back set to Grace. A little bit too tight. She had to tip it. But they're going to free ball it over. Paige to Emma. Out to Marissa Garkey. Off the hitter's hands. So again, you know, I can't kudo Grace Guggenbiller enough for holding her blocker. I mean, she really makes it real when she's up there, and gotta love that. So left Marissa open with one blocker, and you know, that's the offense when you want to run. You want to run that offense where you only got one blocker, and she did a nice job. So Whitley Ramo back in. Grace Guggenbiller sits down, and back to serve is Aubrey, and they struggle with her serve. Free ball. Oh, a little miscommunication. Lily and Paige. Lily went back to pass it and decided at the last minute she didn't want to pass it, and Grace or Paige wasn't quite ready for that. So we'll see what the Indians can do here. Garkey, Court Camp, and Kiki Lindo back to serve receive. Marissa, good hustle by Kiki Wendell. Nice. And Lily Luthel making a great play. And you know, you got to give St. Mary's that. They really needed to get that kill to get some momentum going, because we made a great play and they made us eat it. So serve receive, I'm not sure who serve received that, if it was Paige or not. So we had to struggle, but good hustle by Kiki and Lily to make a great play.
Indians down a point now.
So Paige to Emma, outside hitter to Whitley Rammel, who slices it. Holy, yeah, great dig. And Whitley Rammel and Lily Luthel getting a great block. Nice. Good hustle by those two.
Got a good mix of seniors and juniors out there.
Yeah,
Good to see.
That's what you like to see. You know, yeah. I think that's one of Travis's goals, is to keep these kids playing, so he's got some older kids with experience.
Some sophomores coming up, I'm sure.
Yeah. There's some great athletes coming up. Little roll shot, Hope to Kiki. Kiki gives it to Paige Forkamp out of the back row, and she gets a great down ball. That's what you like to see. You know, she's got that strong roll shot. That's what we like.
Yeah.
So back to serve for the Indians is Hope Wendell. Indians up 9-8. Nice serve. Outside hitter. Go. Oh. So just a little deflection. I'm not sure whose hands that hit, if it was Emma or Whitley, but deflected, and Hope couldn't quite get to it. So St. Mary's gets their ninth point. Tie ball game, 9-9. See if the Indians can handle this serve. Back to receive is our typical three. Kiki. Out to Whitley Rammel. She mashes it down the line. I don't know where her blocker was at, but that was a nice little play, nice pass, and that's where it all starts. So in for the Indians, we have Madeline serving for Marissa. And she has been pretty consistent serving. We'll see how she does here. Nice serve. And they struggle with it, and they have to free ball it over. Madeline to Hope to Emma. And Emma gets a deep kill. That's what we like to see, deep kills, right where they're not expecting it to go. And, you know, that's the beauty of having all these left-handers. My goodness, left-handers are hard to defend, period. And we've got some skilled left-handers.
It's a tough shot from the right side, though.
Yeah, it is, for sure. Yep, got the setter right where we want her. Pushed her a little too close to the net, and that foot cannot go over the line. You know, and that's you know, the difference between club and high school. In club, your foot can go over that line. You can run under that line if you want. You just can't interfere with the play. So some of these kids... Does anybody know who made contact with that ball? That was an overpass. I'm not sure if it was Paige or Whitley.
Either one of them, with the way that ball went down, either one of them is capable of just smashing it like that.
I'm going to give them both a kill just because I don't know who actually hit it.
And they both deserve it.
Yeah, we'll just give it to them.
Nice serve,
Madeline.
Is that what you think that Mr. Guggenbiller was talking about?
Yep, that's the one. I just want it barely to hit that tape and just fall.
Roll over. That's the toughest shot to return.
You know, and I know that they're talking about bringing that serving again. They're talking about allowing blocking the serve.
Oh, okay.
So that would definitely change.
That changed the...
And that used to be a thing years
ago. Trajectory of the ball,
mm-hmm,
yeah.
For sure. You don't want to serve it anywhere near that blocker. Marissa to Hope, out to Paige. Nice. You know, for an off play. And if you can get that ball out to Paige for camp, that's what you want to do. Grace Guggenbiller in. Whitley Ramel goes sit down. Kiki Wendell back to serve. Indians up 15-10.
That was a tough one for Hope to set.
Yeah.
And she set it as if she had all day.
Yep.
I mean, it was a perfect set on a really tough thing. She's just so good at that.
Hope is, she's just a phenomenal setter. She's ball coming off her hands. You know, she's just got some strong hands, and she's a smart player. She's the floor general, and it shows.
Yeah.
She's a nice leader.
She didn't make all league last year, and I was very upset.
Yeah, she.
But a lot of times setters just don't get that.
Right.
She makes it look too easy.
Yeah, she does. She really does. Yeah.
Sorry, that one went down on our side.
Yeah, if it did. That's all right. That's all right. So we were there. Grace Guggenbiller was there for the block. She just missed it. So
far, our best blocker is the official on the other side. She's blocking
our score.
As Mr. Brown was saying earlier, it's flip card because they have scoreboard problems and their new ones are not.
Well, they have digital. They're going to be a really nice scoreboard, but they didn't get the electronics hooked up for tonight.
Mm-hmm. Right. Emma Colleague with a nice hit, but they dig it up. They got a free ball it over. Marissa Garkey to Hope and to... just out of bounds by Grace. Just out of bounds. And I think that ball just needs to be a little bit closer to that net. But just barely hits it out of bounds. Nice play by the Indians. Short serve, Marissa Garkey. Hope back out to Paige Forkamp, who just rolls it over. And they actually make a play out of it. Oh, they almost got it over. But the Indians get the point. Subbing in for the Indians in the front row, we've got Lily Luthold. So our hitters currently, Paige Forkamp, Grace Guggenbiller, Lily Luthold. Back to serve, Emma Colleague. Nice serve, set, outside hitter, and just off of Grace's hands again. She's there. Just missing it a little bit. Just get her hand on it, and that's what we want. Get your hands on that ball.
So they practice reaching over to make sure it doesn't come back on your side.
Yep. And ends up 17-13. St. Mary's back to serve. Kiki to Emma. And just a short. Set to Paige Forkamp, who just comes out and hits it out of the middle and just tips it right in front of the defense. Smart play. She sees the floor so well.
Well, and they knew she was going to smash it at somebody, and so she didn't.
Yep. So Paige with a nice serve, and they're going to back row attack it over. Ooh. Oh, nice play by Paige Forkamp. Nice dig. And then out to Marissa Garkey for a roll shot. And they're going to make an outside hit. And Grace gets her block. There it is. It's only a matter of time before Grace was able to get her hands on a ball. She had two that just deflected, and that one there, she said, not today. Not today, honey. It's not going to happen again. Indians up 19-13. Back to serve, Paige. Okay. And set, middle hitter. Nice play by the metal hitter. You can tell she's got a little bit of experience in her. She just used the blocker's hands. That's a smart hitter right there. So Indians up 19-14. St. Mary's back to serve. We got Garkey, Forkamp, Kiki Wendell back to serve receive. To Paige, to Emma, back set to Grace. And he calls a double. Double on Emma. I didn't see it, but my eyes are a little fuzzy up here, so... And that's Trout up on top, and Trout knows what he's doing when he sees a double. So we'll give it to him.
have to serve. Kiki serve received. Emma Marissa Garkey gets a nice kill. So nice little set by Emma. Back in for the Indians. We have
he refs basketball and volleyball, doesn't he? I think.
I don't know if Trout does basketball.
No, he does basketball too.
Did he used to?
Oh yeah, he did it for decades.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure.
We're gonna need a lot of refs this year.
Yeah. For sure.
Some are choosing not to do it.
They're taking a timeout. Let's take a real quick
Sounds good.
Timeout here. We'll hear what Cup Pharmacy has to say.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of recommended vaccines to protect against shingles, pneumonia, whooping cough, tetanus, seasonal influenza, and more. With our comprehensive immunization program, Kalp Pharmacy wants to help keep you healthy from many vaccine-preventable diseases. So contact your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call 800-686-2314 for more information. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Okay, we're back. St. Mary's needed another timeout to have a little conversation. Indians up 20-15.
Set
in.
Number three. They need this one. They need to. Yep. They need to outscore us 10-4.
Yep.
Or 10-3.
Yep. We'll see how they do.
Or 11-4.
And Aubrey's at the stripe here.
Yeah, Aubrey's going to get us some points here, I hope. Nice little serve. They handle it pretty easy. Back set. Marissa Garkey and Whitler Amel with the block. Nice. Nice little wall up. That's what we like to see. Aubrey back to serve again. And she worm burners a nice ace. Nice. That's what we like to see. And you know, it may seem simple, but I think the ball coming off of a left-handed server, and we've got three of them that are very aggressive left-handed servers, and they just do a nice job. And then we got another one coming up on the JV with Buppy. So good, nice block by Whitley and Lily, and nice dig, Lily. Oh, had to know that was coming. Page 4, Camp takes the second with her hands, and Trout says, nope, that's got to come off your hands flawlessly, or I'm going to call it. So, nice play by the Indians, though. Good defense, ball's not dropping, that's for sure. And that's one thing I noticed with this team is we haven't yet to let a ball just drop it without a body on the floor. So, 22-something in favor of the Indians. And they serve it out of bounds, 22-23-16.
I think the match has been called fairly, though.
Yeah,
the unusual calls.
Yeah, he's done a real nice job. So in for the Indians, Hope Wendell for Lily, and then we're going to give Mara Pearson a try here. She's going to hit for Emma. We're going to see how she does. So a little freshman, Mara Pearson, coming in to show what she's got for the last few points. Hope gets a nice serve. Outside hitter shaves it. Man, she shaved it.
Mara had some good serves in the JV game.
Yeah, she did. Nice. She had some nice attacks. Mm-hmm. She I think she ended up with 5 kills in that JV match. She did a nice job. Just an athlete. Got hops and skill. So Indians 23. St. Mary's back to serve. Short serve, Kiki. Oh. Hope the ball comes clean off of her hands, I'll tell you, no matter what. Kiki to Hope. Nice dig to Whitley. Rammel gets a kill. I don't know who set that, but she just finished it. I think it was Emma, or Hope did set that out of the net almost.
Match point.
Indians 24, St. Mary's 17. In to serve for the Indians is the other left-hander, Madeline Kanapke. We'll see if she can finish us off here. Zone 1 would be nice. See if that's where she goes. And that's where she's getting her ace. I think that's telepathy. Me and Travis were on the same page. I knew right where that ball was going. So Indians get the win. 24, what was that? Oh my gosh. The
17.
24-17. Yeah, goodness. She flipped that fast.
Fast, yeah.
So let's take a couple of quick commercials. We'll come back. We'll sum up the thing and maybe go over some stuff coming up the rest of this week and next week. And then we'll call it a night. But we'll be back right after this to summarize tonight's first volleyball match of the season.
The
versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Are you looking for great food? You're looking for Miracle Lanes. Stop in or call them at 375-4274, then just drive through and pick it up. Everybody can have what they want, from their great sandwiches and subs to their famous pizza. Stop worrying about what you're going to have for supper. Just call them at Miracle Lanes, now open every day from 11 to 9. 375-4274.
Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family and experience a culture like no other, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone, and if you need insurance, we do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, business, farm, auto, and family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Are we good?
Yep.
Okay, so Indians take St. Mary's 3-game set match. I forget all the scores, do you guys remember the scores?
I think the first one was close-ish. I think we were at 25-18 or 19.
Yeah. And then
second
14.
One, the second match, we were down 4-0.
Mm-hmm.
But then we were up 9-5, and yeah. I think we were up... 15-6 or 7 or 8.
Yeah.
So at one point I remember looking, we had outscored them 15-3.
Yeah. I know we had 25 for each of the 3 games.
Yeah. Ooh, very good. Well, sometimes
nice.
You can have
all,
more than that.
All
but
I remember.
They weren't close enough to. Yeah. And
that's all
they,
I remember.
Toward the end, I think in each match we were dominant, but during each match there were spots where St. Mary's was definitely making us work harder than we thought we should.
Sure.
And
for
I
sure.
think we should. I guess better way to put it. But
I think stat-wise, the only thing I have is totals for kills. I had Paige Forkamp with 14, Whitley Rammel with 10, Marissa with 6, and Grace with 2. I think Lily ended up with 1, and Emma colleague ended up with maybe 1 or 2. So that's about all I got for stats. Like I said, I can't multitask and concentrate on stats and broadcasting at the same time.
Yeah.
But
a lot of players get some action tonight. That was nice to see.
Yeah, for sure.
Early on.
So I'm going to go ahead and sign out.
Let's let Mr. Brown go over what's coming up the rest of this week and next week.
And then I'm going to head home and get ready for another day of school tomorrow.
Yeah. How did school go today?
It was very, very enjoyable today. I had the excitement. I woke up with the same excitement our kids had, I think.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So on Friday, Fort Recovery Radio is going to broadcast the football game, first one of this modified season, versus Marion Local, and Jeff Hobbs and Joe Bruns will be at the microphone. And then next week, it'd be nice to see Jay County. I went over there just to watch our team play a close match last year. So it'd be nice to have Jay County in our place, and that'll be a simulcast on both FR Radio and WPGW.
Yep. We always, whenever Rob comes over or does one of our games, our fans like homers, and he's really good.
He is.
So there's no reason for us to broadcast if he's broadcasting, because people love Rob.
I'm just probably as much a homer as he
is, but yeah, I understand.
Yes, we are very happy to let Rob do any of the games that he wants. He's he
is a Jay County game.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
But he himself, he won't ever admit it, but I think when he's playing, when Fort Recovery and Jay County are playing, he's a Fort Recovery fan.
Mm-hmm.
He gets lots and lots of sports support from our merchants, and he loves our town, and he does a great job for us. But yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
No, that's
Tuesday, and we're simulcasting Rob.
Right. And then on Thursday, the volleyball team is going to go to Delphi St. John's, and that'll be a long trip, but I'm sure our team will be up for it. That'll be that's our opening MAC game for the season for the girls. And then Friday, the football team travels to Coldwater, and that'll be Fort Recovery Radio. And then we're up in the air on a week from Saturday. There was a scheduled St. Henry Invitational, so not sure if that's going to be a duel, just a head-to-head match or not. We'll find out more about that later on.
Yeah,
I'll have to check with our AD.
And that kind of thing is up in the air, what they're allowed to do. They're still trying to get specifics on what they're allowed to do. So Dennis Wendell, their athletic director, will do everything he can, that everything he's allowed to do, however many they're allowed to play. But I think right now, each team in a day is only allowed to play one team. So we had been playing three two-set matches. It's probably going to be one. They may disinvite a couple of teams. We may bow out of it. There's so many things up in the air on that.
That's what happened the Coldwater tournament too.
Yeah. You have to kind of stay tuned, I guess.
You can actually play the same team within a 24-hour period, but that's it. You can't play other teams that same 24-hour period.
Yeah.
So there's 12 pages on the sports.
And then
we have new updates almost every Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yeah. So a whole lot of things can happen between now and then. So it's scheduled. We might play. We might not play. Mm-hmm. We just don't know.
Now, that's not this Saturday. I want our audience to know that.
Yeah.
That's the week from Saturday.
Yeah, we don't want to do any games this Saturday. That's the big wow event.
Yeah, I'm going to draw some numbers in the first shift.
Yeah, well, that's great.
Shift,
so. And my understanding is they're going to have Bubba and Fee down there to fill an hour.
Okay.
Just to kind of do a little chit-chatting. And it will be broadcast on Fort Recovery Radio if you want to listen. But you can also watch on Wabash Channel 70.
Correct.
And also their the WOW Facebook page. And WOW will also have a YouTube page. So you can watch it. But if you're somewhere where you can't, if you're driving, you don't want to be watching it.
You can be listening
on Fort Recovery Radio. And, of course, we'll have it in our archives. So, and again, we kind of want to apologize tonight. Just as the first match was starting, our laptop decided to restart itself.
Huh?
So I think we missed the first 9 points of it, but Indians come out on top. And so anyway, we'll. You got anything else you want
to? No, congratulations to Coach Google Miller. He's undefeated.
And, yes, he is.
A good way to start the season.
That's a great way to start the season. So we appreciate everybody listening, and we'll see you again on Friday with Jeff Hobbs, Joe Bruns, and the Football Indians. Thanks for listening.
Today's special sports coverage right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sports cast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio and all the volunteers of FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Now we're going to send it back to the studio for regular programming.